Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
26 days until Christmas.
La 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 la.
It's very good.
Thank you.
Very nice. And 3 seconds until DM Dilemma.
Oh, you have a dilemma? Then slide into our DMs and we'll assist you. It's time for DM Dilemmas on the Wake Up Call.
Why 3 seconds?
I don't know. I do what I do.
I don't know why you do what you do.
Do you want an explanation for everything?
Yes. I'm a woman. Duh.
Get off my back, woman.
DM Dilemma. I feel like we're going to have a lot of family problems because we're like right in the middle of the holidays.
Okay.
Case in point here. Can David and Kelly help me, please? My nephew came over for Thanksgiving and I hate to say it, but he's a mooch. He didn't bring anything or help clean up, although he did have seconds and he took food home. How do I politely tell him to grow up and pitch in, preferably before Christmas dinner?
Uh-oh. This is a nephew?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you're wrong about one thing with your submission. We can't really help you, but we have the smartest listening audience out there, and they're great at giving advice.
I feel like you've been the mooch before. How would you want somebody to approach you?
Why are you pointing fingers? Why are you pointing fingers? I'm not a mooch.
Not now, but I feel like maybe in the past, maybe.
If I'm being invited somewhere, it's because they want my presence. I didn't ask
your
to be invited.
Your presence is not a present.
I didn't ask to be invited. They wanted me there.
So you don't bring anything?
What I bring? Look at me. Seriously.
Bottle of wine?
Now that I'm married, yeah, I'll bring things as a couple. Meaning?
Because Taylor's bringing something.
Correct. But what would you expect me to bring? I don't cook.
You can bring rolls.
You could
bring wine.
I'd bring the 30-pack.
That at least you're contributing something.
Right.
And I feel like that's like a turning point when you start to get older is when you go to parties and you're like, what can I bring? You're like, oh, look at me being responsible going to a party.
Yeah. And I do that. I take it with me if there's leftovers. And I know you're not supposed to do that, but I do. And I'm sneaky about it. I never get caught. And
you don't think they realize that the beer's missing at the end of the night?
Nah. Not the people I hang out with. Trust me, they have no clue what's going on by the time I what's it called, an Irish goodbye,
Houdini out of there.
Yeah, I do make sure I always help clear the table.
Okay,
and I make it known that I'm clearing the table.
Because you want recognition for everything
correct.
You do.
I make sure I'm loud too. I'll put the utensils on there, make the clank clank like look
Take
everybody
pictures of yourself
look
doing
at
it.
Me. I might intentionally drop something and be like, "Whoops, sorry, I did this while I'm clearing the table." And I only do like 2 or 3 plates, and then I go do the bathroom thing.
All right, weigh in for the DM dilemma. What should she do about her nephew? 888-431-3764. Good morning, it's a wake-up call. David and Kelly here on K-Frog. Congratulations to Marie of Whitewater. Called back within 10 minutes. She is going out to Stagecoach.
Very excited.
We'll get back on the road to Stagecoach, driven by Toyota of Redlands at 10:10 with Heather.
And coming up with us, 8:10, we have that 4-pack of tickets to Disneyland. Everybody wants those. It's going to look very nice in the stocking. But we have some business to attend to. One of our beloved listeners has slid into our DMs with a dilemma.
All right, David and Kelly, can you help me, please? My nephew came over for Thanksgiving, and I hate to say it, but he's a mooch. He didn't bring anything or help clean up, although he did have seconds and he took food home. How do I politely tell him to grow up and pitch in, preferably before Christmas dinner?
Would it be a contribution to the event if you brought in, say you don't cook, you don't drink, could you bring like a Nintendo Switch and have like Wii games where everybody could play and have something to do while...
No, because he's probably going to be doing that rather than helping clean it up.
Okay, let me cross that off my list. I have an idea.
You're not getting your PlayStation 5, David.
That's apparent.
Mm-hmm.
I've been good all year.
Mm-hmm.
I've sat on three different Santa laps.
Oh, okay.
That's dedication.
909 weighing in says, hold the leftovers hostage in exchange for helping to clean up.
There you go. Hey, Shirley, what do you have for us?
I would tell the nephew, hey, we're doing kind of a potluck Christmas, and we know you don't cook, so can you bring two pies? Can you bring yada, yada, yada?
That's a good one. Pie is always a good one because you can pick that up super easy.
All right. Stater Brothers, Vaughn's, and Ralph's. Yeah. Any of them. They make their own. They're good.
Yeah. You probably don't want him to cook. I don't know what he's doing, but, you know.
So the easy way is you just volunteer him for something.
Yeah.
Okay. Love it, Shirley. Like you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this?
This is Melissa from Moreno Valley.
All right. What advice do you have for this DM dilemma?
So we have a family thread. It is a big thread. And for the kids that usually don't bring anything, we assign them something. So we'll pick cousin JJ. You're bringing rolls. Your cousin Jasmine, you're bringing desserts. You're bringing drinks. You're bringing this. So that way they're not being asked.
Oh, that's a great idea, Melissa. Delegate the responsibilities.
Okay. A lot of people weighing in with, pretty much just volunteer him to bring something. 909 says when you're sending out the invite, put in there that everybody is to bring something. As for cleaning up, simply tell him, can you clean up? But make sure you say it with attitude. He is your nephew.
Jeez. Okay, we're getting aggressive.
Can you help clean up?
888-431-3764. One of us out there needs some advice. Let it to our DMs with DM Dilemma. 888-431-3764. Happy Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening to the Wake Up Call.
Good morning. It's a Wake Up Call. David and Kelly here on K-Frog with a DM Dilemma. We had an aunt write in about her nephew who she considers a mooch. Showed up to Thanksgiving. He didn't bring anything, didn't offer to help. She is wondering how to politely tell him to grow up and help out before Christmas dinner.
You know, to all the fellow moochers out there.
Oh, that's, so you are admitting you are a mooch?
Well, if that's how I'm going to be characterized, I don't feel like I am. I feel like if I'm being invited somewhere, I mean, I will bring something because that's how I was raised. But if I'm invited, like, you want me there. I didn't ask to be there.
And there are some text messages that are saying that. Like, Pamela from Corona said, people actually ask this. It's family. I host both Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. I never ask people to bring something. Would you have people bring cupcakes to your kid's birthday party?
Good point. There you go.
So.
Well, again, to the fellow moochers out there, if you want to prevent this from ever happening again, getting criticized for not bringing something, do something unorthodox, like bring Jell-O shots, double the shots, like really make Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner weird for the fam.
I'm okay with that. Don't see the problem with Jell-O shots.
I am too, but I have a feeling the aunt won't ask him to bring anything ever again.
Or maybe she'll ask him to bring more next year.
That's a cool aunt.
Depends on your family.
Brittany, what do you got for us?
Did she ask him to bring something, or did she just assume he was going to? Because there's a big difference. He might not have known he was expected to.
That's a good point. Yeah, if she didn't say anything and expected him to.
We're assuming that she was just assuming, but it sounds like he's at an age where he should know that the proper thing to do is to bring something.
Or at least help clean up.
Definitely. But I feel like, I don't know, if you're invited as a guest, you're invited as a guest. Good manners, he would have asked, but they shouldn't have expected it. Because they invited him as a guest.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Defending the nephew. Thanks for calling in. You have a great day.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Good morning, K-Frog. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from, where am I at? Ontario right now.
What's your name?
I'm driving to work. I'm sorry. My name's Hope.
Hey, Hope. What do you think of this DM dilemma?
Well, you know what? It ain't no dilemma. I'm sorry. I'm not the type of person to ask. It's like, if you want something done, you need to tell them that you need to do this. I need this brought. You want to make it all mushy, turn around and say, you know, you're the only one that I am having bring such and such, so I need you to follow through. Tell them. If you ask people and they give a yes or no question or answer, don't plan on getting it, period. I'm with that one young lady. Everything gets delegated and
She said I'll reach person, so.
Yeah, I love that. And thank you, Hope. I think where she was going is kind of manipulate the situation.
No, that's not where she was going.
Like, tell him, like, you know, you do this better than anybody else. Can
she
you bring
said nothing about manipulation.
Such and such? That's how I interpreted it.
All right. We need your advice on this DM dilemma. 888-431-3764. You can call or text us. Disneyland tickets on the way. 810 will give you a chance to win. It's the wake up call. David and Kelly here on K-Frog. Our DM dilemma. We had an aunt write in about her nephew, who she considers a mooch, showed up to Thanksgiving, didn't bring anything, didn't offer to help, but got seconds and took food home. Mm-mm. So she's wondering, how does she politely tell him to pitch in before Christmas?
We have the smartest listening audience out there, and we'll go to the phones right now. Who's this?
My name's Louie. I'm calling from San Bernardino.
Good morning, Louie. What do you think of this DM dilemma?
Well, I've dealt with a similar experience. So I invited a friend to Bishop to go fishing and camping, and our agreement was we're all going to pitch in for food and bring our own ice chests. Well, he came completely empty-handed, took third on the food, and never helped wash dishes or anything. So the following year, when I asked him, hey, I'm going up, and he says, well, I want to go. I says, you're going to have to find your own way up, and you're going to have to find your own campsite, you have to find your own food. And he's like, why is that? And I said, okay. So I totally explained to him, and he never asked again.
Yeah, life is short, and we only have the ability to like and love so many people in our lives, and you don't need that toxicity.
Nope, exactly.
So I've been reading self-help books. Thanks for calling in, buddy. Have a great day.
You too.
Good morning, K-Frog. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Sherilyn Corona.
What do you think of this DM dilemma?
Okay, this DM dilemma, if somebody wants something brought, you need to tell them. Make a list, and this is what I'm bringing, this is what I need you to bring, end of story. People need to communicate. That's how I see it.
Yeah, and we agree with you on that one, because some people weren't raised to...
offer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you call it manners, or...
It could be.
Yeah, some people just weren't raised to consider that. It doesn't mean they're bad people. They just weren't ever taught that.
SoCal Mama 5 on Instagram weighed in and said, assign him a food item. If he fails to bring him, then you charge him money.
At least bring a bag of chips, but yeah, money is always good.
There's a cover charge for Christmas this year. You better bring a pumpkin pie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.